In this bulletin, the Prime Minister and opposition leader take their election bids to the Northern Territory. A former Labor donor appointed to conduct a review of the Queensland Government's culture and accountability. And in sport, Australia's Michael Marzi sacked as Formula One race director. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. The federal election hasn't been called yet, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese are both touring Central Australia. Both have an eye on the contest in the Lingiari electorate, where nearly half the eligible voters are First Nations. Speaking in Alice Springs, Mr Morrison pledged $282 million for defence projects, including the establishment of a regional maintenance centre in Darwin. He also promised funding boosts for Indigenous leadership and governance, including $13.5 million for the Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience.
$21.9 million into new programs to support Indigenous businesses and entrepreneurship and to raise up those young people who are coming through. There's around 13 million which is focused on developing the skills and giving them the hope and the opportunity of how they can progress their careers.
Speaking in Darwin, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says if elected, his government would provide $11.6 million in funding for a targeted healthcare facility in Palmerston for Indigenous Australians. He's also criticised the federal government's response for Indigenous communities across the Northern Territory, saying they failed to roll out the vaccine effectively and should have taken proactive steps to protect vulnerable communities across the territory.
This is about a practical measure which is a part of our commitment to close the gap, and we need to support culturally sensitive delivery of services. This is an example of the importance of healthcare and the importance of delivering for First Nations people. We know that the gap is there. The gap's there in terms of all of the indicators when it comes to health.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is defending her decision to appoint a former Labor donor to lead an independent review into culture and accountability of the state's public sector. The inquiry follows several weeks of alleged integrity failures. Former Queensland University of Technology Vice-Chancellor Professor Peter Coldrake will conduct the review. His ties to the Labor Party span three decades. As Palaszczuk says, his donations as recently as 2018 should not impact upon his ability to lead the inquiry.
Look, that might have been in the past, but let me say this. My understanding is that the LNP government also commissioned Peter Coldrake to do some work. He has been a former Vice-Chancellor of QUT for 14 years. I have no doubt that he will treat this review seriously and he will deliver key recommendations to government.
The director of the End COVID for All campaign says no borders can protect Australians if the government doesn't help vaccinate the world and play a role in defeating vaccine inequity on a global scale. Tim Costello is joining more than 70 of the nation's leading epidemiologists, GPs and aid organisations in writing an open letter to the Prime Minister calling for additional funding of the World Health Organization's COVAX Advanced Market Commitment Facility. Mr. Costello says Australia needs to play a more leading role with vaccine support, particularly in the region.
We warned the Australian government before Omicron that if they didn't contribute to the COVAX facility to vaccinate the world's poor, we could be at risk with a mutant strain, and along comes Omicron. Mutant strains start in unvaccinated populations. Look, the really profound shift is thinking not nationalistically, we can shut borders, we're fine, but thinking globally. The whole world is intimately connected by an invisible biological virus.
Australia's Michael Marzi has been sacked as a Formula One race director following the controversial finish to last year's championship. Marzi altered the safety car procedure to allow a last lap of racing in Abu Dhabi late last year. His decision effectively handed the world title to Red Bull's Max Verstappen and cost Lewis Hamilton a record eighth world title in the process. His role will be shared as part of a restructure, and live broadcasting of team communications will be banned from next season. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 37. Adelaide, much the same, 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Hobart, also sunny, 24. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, scattered showers, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, a possible shower, 32. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.